Do you remember last week when I told you about getting out for a walk at sunrise to catch that perfect window in time in between the raindrops? Of course you do. You remember everything that I tell you. Well, this week offered a similar opportunity, but in this case it was getting in and out, or should I say out and in, before the heat got me. On Saturday morning at 5:16, I was standing on the edge of a forest in Pembroke with a light 4-mile-per-hour wind blowing from the west-southwest at a temperature of 61 degrees. It was a beautiful, if somewhat foggy, morning. I was somewhat worried that by the time I made it down to the edge of the North River, I would be completely socked in and robbed of the view. The fog had indeed descended into the woods and hung, seemingly above my head, as I followed the adventures of 3 deer, including a little spotted fawn, as they walked ahead of me on the trails. When I paused to do my 10-minute surveys, they stood ahead of me, on alert, making that snorting sound they do, reminding me that they were there and that they knew where I was. I wonder if the black bear walking around the South Shore would give me the same courtesy. Well, anyway, by the time I reached the river, the fog had dissipated somewhat, and I was able to see that not one, not two, not three, but 4 great blue herons had emerged from their nightly haunt and reached the muddy banks. The marsh wrens were singing madly, with the red-winged blackbirds filling the gaps between their songs with screeches of their own. But by that time, the heat had started to build as well, and I knew my time was becoming severely limited. I got in 1 more hour at Tubbs's Meadow and headed home to mow my lawn before that chore became dangerous to my health. But did I say I was complaining? No way. Bring on summer. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.